Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I have an awesome deal for you. Do you want Splash Harbor water tickets or maybe a three-day cruise on Carnival or $100 cash? I have more gifts. How about a vacation stay for 3 days or a resort condominium for 7 nights? All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And the vacation tour is in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. You have to be between 26 and 75 years old. Great deal. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, this is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world. Do you know what this song is? It's from the movie Fool's Gold. Yep. Well, today, Hollywood Connections and Miracle Stories is on hold because I have a special concierge segment, and it's all about SunkissedCharters.com and the new pontoon boat that we're looking to do a contest and take a family out of six if you come up with the right name. And anyways, I'm here with Captain Tom, and Captain Tom is to my right, and he has been working on the boat. Let me tell us a little bit what's happening with Sunkissed Charters. We reopened this week. And tell us what Sunkissed Charters is all about.
Basically, what we're doing is we want to give everybody a chance to see the lifestyle that we live. We want you to feel like a millionaire. We have the sailboat is completely remodeled, redone, custom. The pontoon, we literally tore it down to the frame. And rebuilt the entire boat better than you can buy a new one.
Oh, it was an old pontoon boat, kind of, but a 28-foot is so disgusting. My husband bought this. I'm like, I was like, it was something like Jack and the Beanstalk. Look what I bought. And I was like, oh my God. It's totally different. It looks amazing.
It's gorgeous now. We actually have people that just stare. I mean, just stare. And the work that we did, and it lights up, and it actually has laser lights that shoot on the front of the pontoon. That you can use it as a dance floor.
Yeah, it looks like a little dance floor. It's really cool.
The stereo's outrageous on it. We're going to do night trips, too.
We'll have to get you out on that.
I was going
to
say. Yeah,
you and your dad and mom.
You're striking my fancy there.
For sure.
We actually have lights that turn the water blue around the boat. And I mean, it's really nice. All new furniture, all new electronics.
Well, we're going to have a contest on the pontoon boat. We're trying to figure out a name. Now, Captain Tom likes Seize the Day, like Carpe Diem, you know, like Seize the Day. I like C-S-E-A the Day. And then my husband likes Sandbar. And we don't know. So I think we're going to do a contest. If you come up with a name for our pontoon boat, we're going to take it to the little islands. It's only up to 6 people because it's a 6-pack license.
And if you see other people's and you like theirs, put a little like next to it. You know what I mean?
The
one with the most likes will probably lean into what we're going to do, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, let's do that. So that's running now. And on Facebook, you can find Dawn Reese. And you'll see me up with a captain's crew hat up there. And it will be up there. And you can just comment below and tell us what you think the pontoon boat should be named. Also, all the people on TikTok. We have, 14K on there. And that would be great to get that up there. So if you have a name for the pontoon boat, kind of a cool name. I don't know. Bobby, maybe you can come up with a name for it.
Make them call in.
Make them call in. That's true.
Are you going to have pictures up there that they could name the pontoon contest?
We'll do that right after the show, for sure. Let's talk about the Sunkissed Charters. Of course, my husband, Bert, is a captain as well. And this boat has been redone. It is so fabulous, amazing. It has 6 people. Now, you can bring your own food, your own drinks. There was a guy I remember that called me up, and he said, hey, I smoke cigars. And he couldn't go on any other charters with that. And we were like, yeah, no problem.
We'll let you bring your dog. We don't care.
Yeah, as long as it's controlled.
Especially like on the pontoon where we can take it to the island. We can pull right up on the island. You can let your dog run around the island. I mean, it's more personable. I mean, we're actually making it like it's your boat while you rent it.
Yeah, now I got somebody on TikTok. She is it? I can't read. I'm trying to look at Common J. I think it is. She likes Sea Light.
That's kind of nice. Yeah.
Ooh, that's Sea Flight. Sea Light? No, Sea Light. Sea Light.
Well, keep them coming, guys.
Okay, inbox me. Send me a message with that. That's really pretty. I like that. Sea Light.
So I'm going to give you a little rundown of what we've all done with the pontoon. I mean, everything is brand new on the pontoon at this point. I mean, everything. I mean, it's the frame.
Wait, there's a pontoon song. Pull that up while we're talking about this.
On the pontoon? I forgot who sings it.
Yeah, on the pontoon.
Let me try.
Okay.
I think it's just called pontoon, actually.
I think it is, yeah.
But what we've actually done is we started, we needed a mechanic because we just put a brand new motor in the sailboat too. It's brand new.
Now that was like 7 weeks ago and the rod went through the engine and then we were stuck for a minute.
Well, we actually drove it home. Perkins is one of the only motors that'll do that.
Right.
That we had an 8-foot hole on the side of the motor and right. We still drove it back to the dock.
That's
safely.
A miracle.
The customers, we actually had customers on the boat, and we refunded them the money that when the engine blew.
Oh, yeah, they were so excited to go out with their family that day. I was
well,
like,
well, they said they're going to do it again.
Right.
But once the motor was fixed, so we got to contact them and tell them
exactly.
It's fixed.
It's fixed.
We found a really good mechanic. He actually left a company. We talked him into starting his own because if you have a boat, you know it's hard to find a marine mechanic.
Right.
And, you know, we actually talked him into opening his own. He does diesel, gas, outboards, everything.
Oh, wow. Can we give his number out or
yes,
his name?
Yes, you can. I already talked to him about it. And
oh,
it's
good.
727. His name is Josh. It's 727-600-2050. And it's Marine Auto Diesel. Is the company.
Yeah, actually, what we found out when he quit his other job or something, that it would have been 2 weeks later, but he actually got on our job the next day.
Yeah, it was actually the motor went, and I got a hold of him that day, and he said, Tommy, you're not going to believe this, but I just left my other job. And I said, Josh, you know, I told you that it's impossible to find a good marine mechanic.
Oh, trust me, you can put it out there and nobody knows. They're like, I don't know of any. And if they are, they're booked up.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And Josh is a really good guy and he's a family friend. But as what we're doing, you know, it's so awesome to just get out on the water, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they want to go on those cattle boats.
Right.
Where it's a bunch of people that are buying tickets.
It's a tour,
sit
yeah,
there
the big tours, which we love. We have a lot of friends out there.
Yeah.
SCA, oh, C.
But they're on a metal bench or, you know, it's not real comfortable. You know, we actually, with the sailboat, if you walk on the sailboat, you walk on and you go, wow, this is luxury, okay? With the pontoon, it's the same thing. When you walk on, you go, wow. There's where we have the boats at in Clearwater Beach, there's a hotel and people just come out and stand on the balcony and just watch as we have the lights on and stuff at night.
And then, oh, you put one heck of a sound system in. What sound system do we have in both
boats? Oh, it's JBL Audio that's on it.
Really nice. And then I want to tell people, too, is there's a restroom downstairs. And if they get a little chilly,
yeah,
they can downstairs on the sailboat. And it's a nice little cozy, very beachy look that we put together. Very turquoise, I helped.
Check,
I helped.
Check the site. Don will have pictures up for that, too, Shibby.
Yes.
But, you know, we have Mother's Day. I want to give you an example. We were waiting for a part for the outboard. We were going to take it out, the pontoon out for Mother's Day.
Right.
And we didn't. But my daughter hasn't seen it. My son hasn't seen it.
Right.
And my grandson hasn't seen the boat. So I asked my wife, I said, well, you know, I wanted to take the pontoon out. We could take the Nautica, which is a small inflatable. Well, not small. It's a nice inflatable
right.
with a big 60 horsepower motor on it. But we wanted to go on the pontoon.
Right.
And I asked my wife, I said, what do you want to do? And she said, well, let's just go down and hang out on the pontoon.
Right.
So I went down and, I finished cleaning the sailboat from the motor getting done. Then what I did was I turned on all the lights before they got there on the pontoon. And we partied all night.
You danced out
there?
Oh,
yeah, we danced. There's videos of it on my Facebook where you see me and Lena dancing. Sherry posts them. Sherry walked up to the boat, and my daughter's meticulous, okay? She actually engraved a door on the boat for the bathroom.
She did. Amazing artwork.
One side is, and she wood-burned it in, of the door is a pirate ship on the front, on the top
like
panel.
Like the woodwork that you carve in.
And then the chain that goes down for the anchor, and then you see sea life. And the backside of the door that's inside the bathroom is a lighthouse with the waves crashing. And then
it's so custom made.
Yeah, it's so, and down below is like an octopus and stuff. And I mean, that it's just really neat, and nobody has anything like that. I've never seen it.
No, so if anybody is interested in having a door made, you know, and carved out, my niece is amazing. Contact me. You know, Bert and I were also talking, and you were talking about, you know, here's how it works. Let's go to the sailboat first. The sunkisscharters.com is $100 an hour, 3 hour minimum.
Right.
Now, there's only six people. You can bring your own food, your own drinks, restroom on board, your own pets if you like. We are also going to go $350 on the pontoon boat because it is gas.
It's gas cost.
So that's a lot more money than diesel. And so that's up to six people as well. And it's private. It's your own private little, you know, pontoon or sailboat.
Well, another thing we're going to do too is we're going to do like introductory to sailing.
I think that's a good idea.
That if you want to go and make it a working trip, if you want to learn how to pull up a sail, we'll show you. You know, if you want to learn, if you want to drive the boat, I'll let you drive the boat. I'll sit right next to you and you can drive the boat. A lot of people get love to do that because they want pictures driving.
No, they like pictures with you and your captain's hat.
Well, I actually let other people wear my hat all the time for photos.
I used to do that as a flight attendant, you know, to my pilots. So, can I wear your hat for a minute?
Yeah, I mean, like,
single days.
We had one guy; it was his birthday, and that's where I started doing it. And he was like trying to get his photo, and I said, "You want to wear the hat?" And he goes, yeah, and I'm like, okay, go ahead.
You just have to watch out for the crab traps. And yeah, the sails, you know, my husband just does it like a gazelle, you know. He just puts those sails up like no problem. And Lena is first mate on some of the charters as well, and she does such a good job. I know you guys have been looking at me going, come on, Dawn. I'm just sitting there watching everything. Hey, I do all the booking and marketing. But I know Bert's like, you got to learn how to do this, Dawn.
Yeah, well, you know, what's nice about what we do, too, is it's real personable. You're like, every time we go out, I never feel like I'm doing a charter. I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of friends.
That's what's really cool, yeah.
And, you know, and that's the reaction people have. I have not yet had a charter where people acted like, you know, haughty or anything like that. It's just been a hangout time. And we've had some really, you know, really cool people on the boat.
I can kind of give an example. We had a bunch of nurses, and they just had a blast. We just let them alone and let them have their drinks. And we had families on board. We've had friends that had said, hey, I want to rent the sailboat, and we're going out. That was a really chilly day, but that was like fog, a lot of fog out there.
Weren't a lot of them Russian? Didn't we have a bunch of Russians?
We did. Yeah. And I told them I used to run the Russian Miami contest in Sunny Isles back in the day. So that was kind of cool. And
I was going to tell him on the trip that all the proceeds went to the Ukraine, but we didn't.
Let's put that pontoon boat music back on for a second. Let's put that on the pontoon boat. Yeah, so we have 10 minutes left. My brother should do stand-up comedy for sure. And
it would actually work with the next show.
Yeah, actually, the stand-up for news is next, yeah, for sure. That pontoon song is, let's go to that for just 1 minute. There we go, we'll be right back. And so you can see all of this on sunkisscharters.com. I know we're working on some amazing things with the film commissioner and some other things that I'm marketing as well. And we're really excited about this opportunity with Sunkiss Charters. And what I like most is it's very family oriented, you know. I mean, there's a family that just wants to go have their own drinks, bring your own food, go to Publix, get some sandwiches, or... And they just sit and they just laugh and they have such a good time. Families are coming in from all over, and what a memory maker. We also do, you know, I guess we're doing this in August or September. We do a lot of memorials for, you know, out at sea.
We're going to do stuff over like the holidays after, in November, after Thanksgiving, where you have sailing with Santa that you could bring the family. There's an extra fee for having Santa drive the boat.
He's a good Santa.
I actually did it at a couple of company parties and stuff. So I mean, it was just something that we want to offer, you know, and we'll do like hot cocoa or something like that on those. And,
oh, that'll be fun, too. I know people are already asking for the 4th of July. They're trying to book. And they
Troy wants it.
Right. And I think what I'm doing is I haven't let my, you know, because my son passed away. And, you know, he was 34. And I haven't let go of his ashes yet. And I'm getting ready probably on my birthday to do something out there. You know, I talked to a lady the other day. She's going to come on the show. She said she had a boat. This woman wanted 80 roses for, you know, what is that called? Out at sea? You know, when you throw the ashes out?
I'm not
sure. Like, just a memorial, out at sea. And she said, though, when they had their people on board and the 80 roses went overboard, the captain's boat kind of stopped. She'll come on the show later. And it made a heart. All the roses made a heart in the water. And they stopped. And she said, we just were like at awe.
A lot of people want to be buried at sea, and what do you do? I mean, what are you going to do? Cattle boat out? Take the pirate ship out? No. You know, this is more personable.
Right.
Even like we talked about not just doing like that. We talked about even having weddings and taking people on the pontoon. We could take the wedding party out to the islands.
Oh, that's another thing, too. Yeah. The island, like, what's the island? A couple islands. You camp out there, and we can take you out camping, drop you off, right?
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to go on an island and have a wedding.
Camp.
You just... The trips back and forth, and
right,
it's like a free haul, you know.
Exactly. Or you can stay overnight and camp out there. You guys do that all the time.
Oh yeah, we do that all the time. And then like if they want to, the bride and groom can rent the sailboat. We can have it anchored right off the island.
Right.
And after the wedding party, we can sail them off into the sunset or the moonlight.
Oh, that's beautiful. So I'm going to start doing some wedding shows.
Yeah, some wedding shows.
I got to get some wedding shows over there under my belt with that.
I mean, they could get a steel drum guy on the island playing music. They could get, I mean, we have generators. I mean, the band could plug into the generator that I have.
Well, the pontoon was going to be a lot better than the Nautica, because when we took you guys over in the family to the island, we had like 4 or 5 trips. But you camped out. You had your tents and your...
We had brought fire logs to do, you know, a fire on the beach. And
I bet that's really pretty. I've never done that, where you look at the stars and then you just wake.
I mean, I remember Christopher coming out of the tent, popping his head out of the tent first thing in the morning. He was probably three, four years old. And I was already in the water, you know, just swimming. And he looked, and the look on his face is like, and I'm like, he wanted to come. And I was like, yeah, come on. So it was just me and him, and we're swimming in the on an island, you know, ourselves first thing in the morning, right after sunrise. It's just a lot of relaxing and fun to do something like that.
It is, and you come back so relaxed that you've stayed overnight. There are no bathrooms on this island, so just kind of aware of that. A lot of baggies. Somebody's asking, do you ever have a wedding or a small wedding on your boat? Yes, we can. It's up to 6 people. It's private, so even if you wanted, we were going to do that with Carrie.
Well, we are going to have the pontoon in the future more than 6 people. We should have up to 10 or 12. We're
working on the
next room.
Got to
find out from the Coast Guard exactly the maximum we can put on. And then we have to get some other certifications done and some other safety equipment. But we are going to look at doing that in the future up to like 12.
Right. But right now we have the 6-pack and we have everything that we need on the boat that is Coast Guard approved and ready, which is good. Oh my gosh, we have 5 more minutes left. And wow, it goes super fast. And anything else you want to talk about?
You know, my favorite time to sail is at night. And if you've never gone on a boat at night, especially if we go out on the sailboat. The pontoon, we don't go out in the Gulf. We stay in the intercoastal. We go island hopping. We'll go to the mangroves, you know, through the mangroves and like Caladese. If you have never been to Caladese, Caladese is like an untouched beach. You can still find big shells. I mean, big shells.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sand dollars. And, you know, you can walk around that beach, and a lot of times nobody there. The only way to get there is with your own boat or take the ferry.
Well, I will tell you, my son and I, a couple years back, we took the Nautica out there, and we got stuck. I didn't bring any dog food that day because it was just a little bit we were going out there. And then my husband said, I'm going to stay on the boat, the Nautica, and then wait till the tide goes down. And this is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon or maybe 3. It was probably 3 or 4. Anyways, he took a nap, and my son and I looked at each other. We're like, we are not staying. I took the dogs. I carried them, lifted them up, walked through the water to Caladese. We walked from Caladese all the way to Clearwater Beach, It is a long walk. That was like 3 hours.
Yeah. But, well, like I said, you know, if you haven't gone through those mangroves into that bay, it's kind of like you're going through, and it's like a pirate island. It looks like you're going through these mangroves, and then it opens up, and it's a beautiful little bay, and we can take the pontoon there. And they have a little place you can get hot dogs and hamburgers there. There's grills there if you want a barbecue on the island.
Oh, Caladizzi, yeah, for sure. And then I think what Captain Burke was talking about, that you can have your own little grill on the boat as well, right?
Yeah, we're even talking about getting a fire pit for the wintertime and putting it right on the front of the pontoon, a gas one that'll spread a little warmth that it's not cold on the boat.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then they have these portable heaters that go on golf carts and stuff like that we're going to put towards the back, but... You know, just you can sit out. Can you imagine?
I want to tell you, the couches and the chairs on the pontoon boat are so relaxing. You just lay back and you just relax. So sit back and relax.
Well, you know, that's the whole
part. And you don't need tray tables.
That's the whole part of all of this, is we want you to relax. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to listen to your favorite music. What music we play is whatever you want to play.
Yeah, I mean, people have playlists on their phone and they just hook it up to the Bluetooth and they do that.
Yeah.
Super cool. Wow, it's just been an honor to have you here. And I just want to thank you in public with all the work that you've done. You've been working day and night on the pontoon boat and making that look spectacular with Bert. And what a joy. We could not do this business without you. And you've been a big part.
Thank you. I just got done washing it a second ago before I got here.
There's nothing like being out on the beach and just enjoying the air and the music, and just, you know, like I said, this is private charter. This is, it's different because it's your family, nobody else. We're not bringing 20 other people or 10 or 5 other people.
Well, you know, on the other hand of this, it's the same way. It's a both way thing. This is a dream of mine. I always wanted to be a boat captain. I have since I was little. I owned big boats, but I could never pull it off with my kids and the family and paying bills. And, you know, you and Bert really stepped up and really made my dream possible to move forward. I couldn't have done it without you guys, or at least I wouldn't have done it. I'm at the point that I did what I did for 30 years, and I wanted to do something else. And I was getting too old to do what I originally did. You know, it made it where I'm living my dreams. And you know...
Well, you know, and I agree. You know, I was, like I said, a flight attendant. I flew for Laker, Bahamas. I lived in Freeport, Bahamas, and I loved it. And I flew G4s. I was a flight attendant. Now I'm a crew member as well when sailing. So it's a whole different ball game. And my husband's happy I'm not traveling around the world.
You got a few hats.
He wants to get a catamaran and travel around the world. That's his dream.
60 foot.
Yeah, that's what that's his dream. So I said, put it on the refrigerator, because when you put things on the refrigerator and you pray over it, I did when I was a flight attendant. Who knew that I'd marry a man with a sailboat? And I had a sailboat on my refrigerator for like 3 to 5 years. I don't remember. But anyways, remember, give God all the glory in your life. Watch things happen. SunKissCharters.com. Guess what's up? Stand Up for News is next. Our friendly comics that we are just in love with. We love these guys. Stay tuned and enjoy this music, and we'll be right back.
With my Ray-Bans on and a Yeti in the back of the truck, I'm riding shotgun, playing DJ, mixing Willie and Hank with some Yin Yang. Got the windows down and the speakers turned all the way up. Yeah, we like, oh, we ain't gotta take it too far from home. Little bit of heaven's just down the road, where we can lay back, open up a cold one, take it slow. I like pina colada.